This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, June 2nd. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, we'll have a wrap-up of the Illinois General Assembly session, a session that some called lackluster and petty. We'll also have a forecast for the week ahead from AM 580 meteorologist Ed Kieser. First, today's news. Illinois lawmakers have approved a new state budget before they adjourn their spring session Saturday night, but as Sean Crawford reports, all are waiting now to see what will happen next.
After spending last summer at the Capitol embroiled in a political feud involving top Democrats, lawmakers seem thrilled at the prospect of going back to their districts for an extended time. The $59 billion budget offers new spending for schools, health care, and more, but leaves glaring holes when it comes to how to pay for it all. Republicans estimate the Democratic budget is more than $2 billion out of balance. It's now up to Governor Rod Blagojevich to determine how much to cut and where.
I'll have an open mind about it. And, you know, some people are saying that it's out of balance. I can't imagine that it would be. The Constitution is very clear that the legislature must pass a balanced budget.
The governor could reject the entire budget or make specific cuts. Blagojevich offered no clues about whether he'll call lawmakers back to work on an infrastructure program. The House Speaker blocked a construction package before adjournment despite solid support from many at the State House. In a comment indicative of how bad Blagojevich's relationship with the legislature has become, Speaker Mike Madigan admitted his attorney has been researching how impeachment would be handled, in his words, just to be prepared. I'm Sean Crawford.
The General Assembly, meanwhile, has agreed to fully fund the prison at Pontiac. Senator Dan Rutherford, a Republican from Shenandoah who represents the facility, says Governor Blagojevich should leave it that way.
You know, the bottom line is the Illinois Department of Corrections is already over capacity at certified bed count. It's at 135% capacity. So talking about closing a perfectly good facility that is, you know, up-to-date, functional, just does not make sense.
The Blagojevich administration has said closing Pontiac would save the state money. The administration proposes shifting inmates to the unused Thompson Prison in northwest Illinois. Blagojevich initially wanted to close Stateville Prison, which is near Joliet. He later changed his mind and said Pontiac should be shut down instead. The budget approved by the legislature over the weekend includes money for all three facilities, Pontiac, Stateville, and Thompson. But it's likely the governor will move to make cuts. The jury in the trial of political fundraiser Tony Rezko is scheduled to resume deliberations this morning. That's after another long weekend. Robert Wildebor reports.
Tomorrow will mark 3 weeks of jury deliberations in the Rezko trial. But in that time, the jury has spent only about 7.5 full days deliberating. And by full days, I mean from 9:15 to 4:30. That's the schedule jurors gave themselves when deliberations started. In fact, it was their first order of business. Since then, they've had a number of questions for the judge, but very few have actually been about the evidence in the case. Most have just been about leaving early. To make up for lost time, the jurors promised to stay an hour and a half late last Wednesday and Thursday, but they ended up reneging on that. The judge has said she wants to honor their requests, but she agreed with the prosecutor who suggested they put the brakes on soon if the jury continues requesting time off. I'm Robert Wildebor.
The Chicago priest, whose comments about Hillary Rodham Clinton reignited the controversy over Barack Obama's former church, has stood before his own parishioners and apologized. Speaking from a lectern in front of St. Sabina's Sanctuary yesterday, the Reverend Michael Flager says he's not racist or sexist, and he says the past few days have been the most painful of his life. Flager says he didn't intend to offend anybody when he pretended that he was Clinton crying over, in his words, a black man stealing my show. Flager says he's received more than 3,000 angry and threatening emails since he was a guest speaker at Trinity United Church of Christ last week. Obama and his family decided to resign their 20-year membership from the massive church on Chicago's South Side over the weekend. Champaign Greenpeace activists say it's high time for the federal government to step in and take action on global warming. The U.S. Senate takes up the issue this week. Yesterday, Greenpeace campaigned at Champaign's Westside Park, collecting petitions, including 10-second videos, as well as handwritten letters. Greenpeace organizer Drew Thomas says the petitions are for local U.S. House Representative Tim Johnson to push the issue on global warming in Congress. But he says fighting climate change starts at home.
I mean, things like turning off appliances, turning off your lights, making sure that you don't leave the TV on. And then, of course, you know, riding your bike and walking as much as possible, using public transportation. But the real change, the real big boulders we need to get out of the way are the ones that Congress has the power over, you know, to be capping those emissions, to be limiting the amount of pollution we dump in, and to be investing in alternative forms of energy.
Thomas says wind and solar energy are available today and not used enough. He says he's confident that in the near future, a mix of alternative energies could provide enough power for all households in the country. The price of fertilizer is skyrocketing, in part because of a global surge in demand. That's forcing U.S. farmers to switch crops, cut back on fertilizer, or search for manure as a substitute. Since 2000, the price of fertilizer has climbed 228%. Now wholesalers and retailers are scrambling to find and buy fertilizer further in advance and juggle what supplies they have to meet customer demands. Joe Dillier is a manager for the GrowMark system, a farm cooperative in Bloomington. He says he's trying to get as much fertilizer in stock and keep it in storage, but he says it's getting harder as the price continues to go up. According to a trade group, global demand for fertilizer jumped about 14% between 2001 and 2006. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. After 5 months of debating, waiting, deal-making, and feuding, Illinois' spring legislative session is over. In stark contrast to last year's record-breaking overtime mess, this year the General Assembly adjourned on time with a budget passed and business wrapped up by the end of May. Amanda Vinicky sums up what all was accomplished, or more precisely, what wasn't, during a legislative session that's been described as lackluster and petty.
Perhaps one state representative said it best when he said that it's like the entire legislature has a really bad hangover. Lawmakers still haven't recovered from the fighting and frustration that defined session last year, leading to much of the same this time around. Republican Representative Jim Durkin of Western Springs says the continual stalemate has sucked the wind out of legislators.
People down here are just kind of walking around with bad attitudes and not really enthused with the job, but are really frustrated with the lack of progress on important things in the state.
Here's one example of how feisty things got during a Senate committee earlier this spring, when Democrat Iris Martinez took aim at House Democrat Jack Franks in a debate over recalling elected officials.
And I also want to say that if I had an opportunity to recall somebody, I would recall you, Jack Franks, for putting money against me in my last election.
Okay.
The recall proposal sailed through the House, but was defeated in the Senate. It was aimed at Governor Rod Blagojevich, distrust of whom was a prevalent theme of the session. And according to House Speaker Mike Madigan, that's what's prevented a much-desired statewide infrastructure program.
It's all about trust and whether people are prepared to trust Governor Blagojevich and trust his record of broken promises.
Are you?
No.
For one, allegations have come out during the trial of one of Blagojevich's top fundraisers, Tony Rezko, that alleged the governor traded campaign donations for state contracts and jobs. As lawmakers await a verdict in that case, many have taken efforts to cut public ties with Blagojevich. That's coupled with the feeling by many that they've been burned too badly by Blagojevich in the past with broken promises, so they're unwilling to take chances anymore. Even though House Republican leader Tom Cross says he too is wary of Blagojevich, he's one of many lawmakers willing to join him in order to pump $30 billion into rebuilding roads, bridges, and schools as part of an infrastructure program. Illinois has been without one for years, a record that for now will continue. Cross says it's the biggest failure of the session.
Every labor group in the state knows we need capital. Every business group, every road builder, every school, every university, every state facility knows we need capital. Early childhood facilities, the list is long.
The disappointments shared by Democratic Representative Marlo Colvin of Chicago, who adds that because of what he calls a poisonous atmosphere at the State House, a lot of other issues weren't resolved either.
To say that we've worked on solving some of the bigger, more universal problems, not really, but I think that has to do with a lot of the political back channels that have just been such a disruption in terms of trying to get things done on that grander scale.
Despite early talk of reforms, including a tax increase, education funding, healthcare expansion, curbing the state's spiraling pension debt, and closing a budget deficit, little or no progress was made on those fronts. Even some smaller issues were held up on a sort of legislative technicality, the result of a feud between Speaker Madigan and Senate President Emil Jones that also has the Blagojevich trust problem at its heart. It's put a virtual clamp on an estimated 100 or more proposals, everything from one that would help children with autism to a veterans program to insurance regulations has been caught in the trap. House Majority Leader Barbara Flynn Curry of Chicago says it's a concern, but she says
it's probable that the sky will not fall in the state of Illinois. It's probable that the Capitol will still be standing and that these issues will be addressed at a later time.
Curry says the General Assembly achieved a major, in fact, its greatest accomplishment this year by passing ethics legislation, years in the making, that will help put a stop to campaign contributors being rewarded with lucrative state contracts. Curry says it's also significant that the General Assembly avoided a deadlock and got a budget passed on time. Some fear, however, that in their hurry to do so, the Democratic-controlled General Assembly created a new mess. And instead of lifting the legislature out of its collective hangover, it's perpetuating it. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Forecast for the week ahead is going to have summer-like temperatures, as it is the beginning of climatological summer, and a lot of wetness, according to our meteorologist Ed Kieser. For today, a mix of clouds and sun across the two states with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, most numerous in the afternoon. Highs today ranging from 75 along the Chicago lakefront to around 90 in southwest Illinois. The forecast for Champaign-Urbana calls for a high of 88 degrees today. In the northern and central sections overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening and widespread rain and thunderstorms after midnight. Locally heavy rainfall is likely. In the south, partly to mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. Lows from 58 far north to 70 in the south, 65 in Champaign-Urbana. For tomorrow, in the north and central sections again, mostly cloudy with periods of rain and thunderstorms. Scattered thunderstorms and some sunshine in the south. Highs tomorrow from 65 along the Chicago lakefront to 92 in southwest Illinois, 83 in Champaign-Urbana. Wednesday cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 85 with 92 possible on Thursday. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, June 2nd. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers. AM 580 News.